Developing commercial skills. That's the theme of this audioboo. And in the next few minutes, I'm going to address an aspect of this. And it's part of a project in which I will address the prospect of becoming more skilled at commercial aspect of business. So we're still in the early part of the month of June. So I'm really trying to get to grips with the foundation of commercial work. And one of the foundations of commercial work is certainly around invoicing, billing for the work. And I was very struck by a point that SM2N, Simon, made. He was kind enough to chip into the dialogue or conversation and highlight the value of doing what you do well. In other words, identify what you do well, do it, and in a way, outsource the rest of it. In other words, if I'm hopeless at invoicing and doing accounting, I should get somebody to do the invoicing and accounting and bookkeeping for me so that I can do the parts of my job that I am good at well without being burdened by stuff that I'm not good at. And I think this is a very sound approach. It is a sound approach which I must say I've already had the good fortune to put in place in recent times, in that I've made an arrangement with an accountant who will do things that I'm not good at doing. In other words, she will send out the invoices for me, she will keep track of the expenditure, and she will prepare things that will feed into the end of year tax return. And also feed into ongoing management accounts. However, and this is the rub in relation to what Simon said, there is something that I cannot outsource. There is something I cannot give away. And that is a very simple thing. I have to provide the accountant with the base information so the accountant can do their job. In other words, I have to provide the accountant with the names and addresses of the companies for whom I work. I have to provide them with all of the base data which they need in order to compile the invoice. I also have to tell them when the invoice is to be sent. So there's a whole collection of things which I have to do. And there is no way of avoiding doing them. And in the month of June, I don't mind openly admitting publicly that I need to get better at this. And I intend to, and that's why I'm actually engaging in this activity during the month of June. I'm changing my own habitual patterns of thinking and behavior in order to improve my commercial skills. So in the next few days, I'm going to be doing something that is overdue. That is, I'm going to be supplying the base data to my accountant, stroke bookkeeper, so that that person can work on my behalf. I will not, after I've put those things in place, I will be relieved of a burden, but before I can be relieved of a burden, I have to do something, and I have to stop doing other things, other exciting, interesting things, other things which are about business development, other things which are about operations, in other words, delivering products to customers that I have promised. I need to stop doing those things in order to provide my accountant with what's needed. And that's what I'm committing myself to doing. And I'm going to be able to report back here in audio when I have done what I am already crystal clear is needed and which my accountant has been good enough to even send me an email detailing what I need to do. And on top of that, after that, we'll then talk about other aspects of being commercial. Thank you very much.